Ought for today.
The art of business is the art of sharing. The art of business is the art of sharing. Button, are you listening? The art of business is the art of sharing. That's right, love. You guys are really attentive. Nice when the whole audience is real attentive. Can you imagine an audience that's real attentive? Listening with all their heart and eyes and ears and nose and toes and stuff like that. The art of business is the art of sharing. We talked with Michael yesterday. And Michael was saying, he is a good salesman. He is a good telemarketer because he believes in what he is selling. He believes in what he is selling. But you see, I didn't move him into the subject, but this is what the subject is. What are you selling? Yourself. Now, he thought the product that he was selling is what he believes in. And that's not what he's selling. Hello, this is Michael, and I'd like to share something with you. And his voice, hello, this is Michael, I'd like to share something with you. Goodbye. Hello, this is Michael. I want to share something with you. We got a real hot deal going on here, and a special insurance policy that you can... Goodbye. Hello, this is Michael. How are you today? I feel so wonderful. I feel so good. You know why I feel so good? I feel so good because I am surrounded by wonderful people. You know what my wife said this morning? She says, Michael, I am so happy we married you. And I said, sweetheart, what do you mean we married you? Well, the children and I. Well, you came, the children came after we were married. I know, but I'm so happy we married you. I'm so happy that you're their father and you're my husband. You are just wonderful, Michael. I can always believe in you. I can always feel confidence in you. And whenever I have a problem, you're there with the answer. Michael, you are wonderful. And I thought to myself, golly Moses. What a wife. If every man on earth had a wife like I do. But of course, you got to be a nice guy to have a wife like that. And I guess I'm a nice guy. But that is remains to be seen. How are you today? Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I'm a telemarketer. And I sell products over the telephone. And I just have more fun doing it because people just love to buy the type of things I sell. I don't like to sell everything over the phone because a lot of stuff I don't believe in. But this product is really neat. Did you ever have a pen with your name on it and it said, hi, this is Gertrude. My number is XYZ. And then you pass this out to all the boys that you'd like to, you know, have call you. And so you're at the supermarket, and someone says, got a pen? He said, here, take mine. And you can keep that. My, you are a handsome man. And the man turns and looks at her and says, thank you, ma'am. You say, this is your pen? Thank you. No, you can keep it. It's got my number on it. Ooh, I see. You see, and of course, you don't have to be so obvious. You can be a little more subtle. You can just pass out pens to all of your handsome friends. Or if you're a man, you can pass them out to the girls and tell the girls, this is a keepsake. This is a keepsake pen, something for you always to remember the time that we met. Well, we just said hello. I know, but the time that we met. Because when you meet a person like you, you want to meet more and more. How much are these pens? Well, you can get a dozen for so many dollars, and you can get 100 for just so much more. And of course, you get 1,000, but I mean, who's going to need 1,000 unless you got a business? If you got a business, what a way to get new customers, to give them a pen and say, this is for you, and not a junky pen, but a quality pen, and still at a good price. And you know, if you give me your credit card number right now, I'll send them out to you tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. I can't do that. We have to print it on there first, and it takes 2 or 3 days to print it on there, and after it's printed, then we'll send it out to you. But you're going to be so happy with these pens. Oh, what else do we have? Well, we have t-shirts. And on the t-shirts, we'll print whatever you want printed. And we have little pads of paper. We'll print on there what you want. Oh, we have, and then here's a whole list of it. And I'd be happy to give you another call another time and tell you about even more stuff. Oh, you want to hear about it now? Oh, you're going to put your husband on the, oh, okay. Put him on the speakerphone so he can hear too. You say his business is IBM. He wants to do the company business. Oh, fantastic. I'll even come over and talk to you personally. No. He says he wants me to come and be his marketing director at IBM. Wow. Sure. Why not? He says, with my personality, I'll be the chairman of the board in no time. Well, that's a possibility. You're selling yourself. The art of business is the art of sharing. It's sharing yourself. Letting people know just how wonderful you are. Not super, I'm wonderful, I'm so great, you know. But be such a nice guy, a nice girl. Be so charming, so winning in a personality that people just want to do business with you. People just love to do business with you. They think, wow, what I'd like to do with that person. How they could change the whole tenor of my company. Well, we do have courses on this, and we'd be happy to have you subscribe to our courses or take them on video, audio video from your internet, or you can come down to our offices and take a seminar, or I can come out and give a seminar to your whole entire company out there. You'd do that? Well, I don't normally do that, but for special people, yes. For special customers who really care and who really believe in me, you know. Actually, you know, sir, it's not believing in me. It's believing in yourself. When you believe in yourself, you can do anything. Now, I know I sound a little bit presumptuous. Here you are, the head of IBM, and I'm telling you to believe in yourself. And Mr. IBM says, you know, son, that's just what I needed to hear right now. You must have really tuned in to what I needed to hear. Thank you very much. By the way, what's your personal address? I'd like to send you a little thank you note separately from this here. And so you do that. You sell yourself. You're always selling yourself. The art of business is the art of sharing. The art of sharing yourself with the world. If you believe in yourself, if you believe in your product, if you believe in what you're doing, anything can be bought. You know the old story, they say, you can. This guy's such a good salesman, he can sell refrigerators to an Eskimo. Well, that's not funny. Eskimos want refrigerators. They don't want everything to come out of the deep freeze because they like things being kept at 50 degrees so that they could eat it and enjoy it without having it frozen. The Eskimo have to pull on the seal jerky and stuff like that. It's not too much fun. That's why the Eskimos have such super teeth. They either have super teeth or no teeth. They have super teeth because they pull on. Sometimes they have no teeth because they pull them right out and they break them off. But that's another story. You see, when you really like yourself, when you really care about yourself, you are a master at selling yourself. And you're not selling yourself because you're superior to somebody else. You just like yourself. You're just a happy person. Now today you'll meet Cousin Dick again. And my Cousin Dick is a super happy guy. He, all of his life, worked for a dairy. You know what a dairy is? He would deliver milk house to house all of his life. Now, why he did that when he had talent beyond? Because he liked to talk to the housewives. He liked to talk to the people along the way. He liked to talk. And so as he would go from house to house delivering milk, "Good morning, Mrs. So-and-so. How nice to see you. My, don't you look beautiful this morning. Oh, you want 2 more quarts of cream? Okay, super." And you see, his business just profoundly developed because he cared about his customers. He loved them. And when you meet him today, you will find out what a marvelous guy he is. He's retired, and he and his wife are just a super couple. Carol and he travel around the whole countryside once a year to go visiting all the rest of the Byerleys and all the rest of the relatives and just have a good time. Now, can you do that? Can you do that? Can you fall in love with yourself sufficiently that you can be a good business person? See, the art of business is the art of sharing. And what are you sharing? You're not sharing your product. People can buy your product from 100 different locations, but you only are from you. And if you are a beautiful being, if you are a fantastic being, if you're the kind of person that makes people turn on fire, feel, wow, yes, I want to deal with this person, you're a good businessman. If people come to your firm and they say, okay, now, I like your product very much. Now, what kind of service do you have? Well, we don't offer any service. What kind of rebate do you offer if I buy a lot? Oh, we don't offer rebates. And what kind of percentage do you give if I, give you cash and instead of paying a credit card or check or something like that? We don't give you any. And my friend, thank you very much. But the place across the street sells the same product, and they give all these benefits. Now, I'd like to have that. Why don't you give them? Well, we give something else. Oh, what's that? Across the street, they give you the rejects from the factory. We give you the A-number ones. We don't need to offer rebates. We don't need to offer repair programs. We don't need to offer things. We offer the finest, and when we offer the finest, no one ever comes back with a complaint. They do come back asking for reorders, and their reorder usually doubles or triples every time they come in. Okay, I think I'll buy from you. You see? I think I'll buy from you. Now, the person didn't change his personality. He didn't change his way of thinking. He merely got around to saying, we're the best. We told you about Freddie, who is the son of Patricia Shifdad in New Jersey and New York. And there, her son is a super guy. He started doing business, and he built his business from nothing, and he became a millionaire in no time at all, and he had 2 and 3 businesses. He put himself through college while he was working on his business and doing these things. A dynamic guy. And then he started to take jobs with a special condition. People would come to him and they want jobs done in a special way. They want quality, absolute quality. And he'd say to them, okay, this is the price. Now, this price is more than you'd pay from anybody else. But when you buy from me, when you have something from me, you have something that you're never going to have to worry about again. You're never going to have to be concerned about it again. You're going to have the best that's available. And I stand behind my product. You don't have to come after me to look at me to repair something that I've done, because I know it's done perfect because I personally inspect it as it's done. And that's it. Well, you're too expensive. Okay, bye. People who want the best come to me. Period. And he has more business than he knows what to do with. People want the best. And when you give them the best, they know it. When you give them the best, they are it. Now, the art of business is the art of sharing, but it's sharing yourself. And when you share yourself, you're always a success. Enjoy your success today. I love you.